The Jen, Gabe, and Chewy podcast is sponsored by Celsius Energy Drink, and I am here to tell you it makes a huge difference in my mornings. With a unique blend of essential energy and key vitamins, Celsius is your partner to an active lifestyle. My favorite, the peach vibe. Learn more at Celsius.com and pick up Celsius Energy Drinks today.
Showtime. The right way to start your day. This is Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
Third down and goal, back to the air. Touchdown, Wicks, wide open. Green Bay takes the early lead.
Of Josh Jacobs making people miss.
And now, touchdown, Jacobs.
Creative and giving a lot of different looks.
Here's a handoff for the touchdown to Chris Brooks. Play action, Rattlers in trouble, ball's out. Keyshawn Nixon had the pressure and forced the fumble.
This is Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
Yeah, I mean, we did what we needed to do, and so I thought we came out of the gates the way we needed to. And
it's big time. You know, that's something that obviously the goal is Super Bowl. So that's the first step right there, is making the playoffs. Obviously, this was a big time game to clinch that spot.
What's really cool is you're getting contributions from a lot of different people. So I think that is usually the mark of a good team. You know, you got to stay healthy and continue to build on what you've done.
This is Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
Obviously, we lost them early in the season. So, one of these games that we got to get back. We got to go win this game. And we talked about it earlier. We got to be able to beat these good teams. So the Vikings are a very good team, and we got to be able to go into their place and handle business.
This is Jen, Gabe, and Chewy, broadcasting live from the Gruber Law Office's One Call That's All studios at The Avenue with Gabe Neitzel and Mark Chamora. Here's Jen Latta.
Victory Tuesday here on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. I am not Jen Latta. I'm not Gabe Neitzel. I'm Josh DiMaggio. And I'm alongside my pal here, Chewy.
Do I turn your mic on
there,
big guy?
Is your microphone on there, big guy?
I said Romper Room, and I hate this song. It's a terrible song.
What do you mean it's a terrible song?
It's just a bad... So take the day after a game win.
Yeah.
If this song came on the radio, I would turn it immediately. What? Who is this? Is this Rundgren?
Todd Rundgren. Oh,
how do you not know it's... after 30 years a song that you heard a million
maybe
times?
Maybe that's the problem.
Are you jaded by having to hear it after every touchdown in Lambeau Field? Because I think this is a good song.
I think it's horrible.
This is also like a song. This is your era of music.
Which is terrible. The 90s was the worst era for music known to man.
Wasn't this a song?
Terrible. Grunge was awful. Just bad. It's just bad music.
Careful. If Gabe's listening, he's going to be very sad that
Gabe
you said Mitchell's that.
Gabe Neitzel's going to be Gabe's very upset with you. Wasn't Ted Rundgren?
I mean, he works for 4 hours yesterday. He's like, oh, I can't come in today. I need some sleep.
Ted Rundgren is famously an artist from the 70s and 80s. So that feels like
Hold on. If you heard this song on the radio, you wouldn't turn it immediately?
I would crank it up, start banging on the ceiling.
You know what? You know what's another song I can't listen to when it comes and I got to turn it immediately? What's the song we play in the last segment?
Oh, that song. Yeah, I do despise that song myself as well.
I can't listen to it.
I hate it. I hate that group.
Because it's not that. It just reminds you of work. Am I right?
Chewy's just in the car listening to the top 40 and that song by AJR comes on. He's like, nope.
I turn it immediately.
I guess that's fair. I don't associate it with work. I just associate it with corny bands. But the Packers won 34-0. How much of the game did you watch?
One quarter. That was enough for me.
I think that's all you needed. Gonna be honest. It is, Chewy, interesting fact here, the first shutout of the 2024 NFL season. Now, the New Orleans Saints are by no means
a JV
team.
They played a JV team.
But the Packers took care of business.
They did what they were supposed to do.
And that's what Matt LaFleur said. I think Jordan Love kind of said the same thing as well. But all in all, I was impressed that the Packers have gotten to a point now where they're taking care of business the way they should, not letting bad teams hang around. I thought jumping out to a lead is obviously what the Packers want to do and the way they want to win games. And Josh Jacobs and Jordan Love seem to be playing their best ball right now.
They did what I asked of them to do. First downs 24, third down efficiency almost 50%.
Yeah.
Which is good. 404, which I mentioned, this should be a 400 bagger.
I was actually surprised to see they got over 400 because it seemed like It was just short field after short field and quick touchdown. And
yeah. Red zone, 4 for 4, time of possession, 37-22. I mean, but that's what you should do. And they're exactly. A terrible team. The Saints are terrible. But this game means nothing. It means zip. It means nothing. It means scratch if they lose to Minnesota. It doesn't mean a thing.
We'll get to the Minnesota stuff. I do have to stick to this game for a second here, Chewy. Okay. We always talk about the scores and the scores prediction. Did you happen to hear that I was announced back-to-back champion with my prediction of 35-6?
35-6. Is that what you said?
Yes.
Oh, then I came in second then.
Yeah. Oh, you're actually giving it to me? I thought you'd fight it because you technically got the margin of victory closer, but you had 42-10. I had them with less points and closer to the actual score of 34-0.
Yeah, that's because LaFleur was throwing the ball with Malik Willis when he really shouldn't have been. And he should have just been running the ball because that's disrespectful. It's very disrespectful. So 27-0, I think I win that one, right?
I had a hand just like that before.
I'm so happy that I've never gotten rid of that.
I'll take second.
Malik Willis attempted 2 passes. He completed 1 for 34 yards.
I like that you were trying to give him the win, and he said no, and then realized in his head, wait, I didn't need it.
Because I said 42, because 27-0, that's fine. It doesn't really sound like a blowout. When you hit 40s,
yes,
that's a blowout.
It is the third game in the row the Packers have scored 30 points. That is impressive in and of itself, especially when you look at the numbers. You've been on the, I want to see Jordan Love throw for 330, 360, 380. Yeah. I mean, it's the Saints, but they absolutely dismantled them and were scoring at will.
They should.
And Jordan Love only had 182 yards passing. He was 16 of 28. But I thought he played another really, really impressive game.
Yes, he did. But I think what you're going to see when you hit the playoffs and you're playing good teams, because they kind of go as Josh Jacobs goes.
Yes.
Even though they pull the dogs off on him, they start with him early. He had some great runs. He had that one where he broke like 4 tackles. Swing pass is nice. It's just if I'm going up against this team and I'm like, little extra attention to Josh Jacobs.
It seems evident to me that the first 15 in the scripted on that first drive is we want 50% Josh Jacobs. Like every other place seemingly goes to him.
Yeah.
And I think it's great. You're in Lambeau Field. It's cold, a team from New Orleans. And if you hit him early and often, those guys are going to start. I mean, Tyrann Mathieu made a business decision on the second Packers offensive drive.
Yeah.
And got thrown into the next county.
Yeah.
It's the part that is sort of disappointing to me about this season, as good as the Packers have been, is this team is made in a lab to win at Lambeau. With the way they run the ball, the way they grind you down, the way the defensive plays, the way Tucker Kraft runs through people, the way Josh Jacobs runs through people, like playing outside at night in Lambeau Field is like the perfect recipe for this team. But they're likely going to be going on the road into either indoor or all outdoor, all like warm climates.
Yeah, I mean, I'm just my only trepidation here is a shootout.
Yeah.
When you got to abandon the run at one point, let's say the run isn't working early, and then you just got to go, you got to sling it the rest of the game. That gives me a little concern because this next game is going to be, it's going to be in the 30s.
Yeah.
Right?
You would imagine, I haven't looked at the total yet. I'll pull that up here as we're talking. But is there any aspect of you that it seems like the Packers are able to withstand games that end up being shootouts just because the running game is so damn effective? Like, the only real way I see the Packers having to fully abandon the run is if you have another Vikings game where it's 28-0 and before you blink, you're behind.
Yeah.
It seems like the Packers feel perfectly comfortable if they're down a score.
Yeah.
They're just going to keep doing what they do.
No,
because it works.
Even when they, you know, hit the playoffs and they got to play Detroit, they got to play Philly. You know, if they make it to the final game, then you got to play Buffalo or the Ravens or something like that. I'm not saying they can't win in a shootout.
Right.
But in shootouts, every possession is so important.
They're too mistake prone right now.
Yeah.
And have been this season to, I think, win a shootout or be a favorite in a shootout. They certainly could win it because, as we see every week, seemingly somebody's making a 30-yard catch and making their way, way downfield. But the drops have seemed to be cleaned up. The penalties certainly feel better. But you're still kind of always waiting for that shoe to drop in the event of another situation where you have to go score for score, and it's basically going to be who has the ball last. What are your thoughts on the defense? As I said, it is the first shutout of the NFL season, which is impressive.
That's wild,
even though it is, like, that was a JV squad of all
JV squad.
They didn't have their, like, five best players on offense.
Sure.
But
it's still a shutout.
Those guys are still NFL players. They're still getting paid out there. I was impressed. I've been impressed with Jeff Hafley, and I think this defense is really rounding into an asset as opposed to something we were just talking about waiting for the other shoe to drop with the mistakes. I feel like I've lost that with the defense. I believe in them. I think they're going to be good.
I don't believe in them.
You don't believe?
No, not at all.
Why?
Just because it's going to be a shootout. You know, if they go up against Detroit, Philly, we'll see this week, Minnesota.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to see what they're going to do. But do I have do I think they can hold teams like that to 17 or 21 points? No, not at all.
So would holding them under the Vikings, this is next week, this week, actually, holding them under 21, would that be impressive to you or not good enough?
Oh, that would be impressive. Yes. Do I think it's going to happen? No. No way in hell.
Yeah, I mean, the Packers are one of the better scoring offenses all in the NFL. The other problem is two of the other best ones are also in the NFC North in opponents you're going to face often. I want to read you some stats here. I saw this. Ashton sent it this morning. The Packers' Monday night performance, it was a 30-plus point shootout, 400 yards while allowing under 200, zero turnovers, zero fumbles, zero sacks taken, zero missed tackles. No other team in NFL history has done all of that in the same game.
Sounds to me like you're getting a little too high.
You're trying to bring me down? On Christmas Eve, Chewy, Santa did what they were supposed to do,
but this game, like I said, doesn't matter. I want to see what they do against Minnesota. Tough place to play. I don't care what anyone says about Minnesota. They're good. They have two losses. A win here, yes, would be huge. Then they would be like, all right, we're hitting stride. A loss, I'm not sure what would it do. Let's say they lose by another Detroit game. In the grand scheme of things, it doesn't matter as far as seeding, really, because the three teams they're going to face in the first round, they should all beat. Correct?
Meaning
they should beat Atlanta. They should beat the Rams.
Yes.
And they should beat Tampa Bay.
Yes.
Wherever that doesn't matter.
Right.
It's what happens after that.
Correct. You feel good about the first game, regardless of the situation. I think you're providing an important structure here because I'm trying to keep myself from getting too high. I know the Vikings are lingering, but I even think a close loss isn't all that discouraging. Now, a 28-0 situation in the first half, like we saw earlier this season, then I'd start to have some serious, serious questions. But I think even a loss to the Vikings, it's on the road.
As long as it's reasonable.
Right.
You want to get high?
Repeat the
Lions
game.
You want to get high?
No doubt.
Hell yeah,
do
brother.
It tomorrow or do it when they beat Minnesota. I will allow you to get high if they beat Minnesota.
Why can I get high tomorrow?
It's Christmas.
Christmas, yeah, no doubt. Dude. Let's go. Bringing bucks for the win next to the trees and eggnog. Happy place. Let's bring them
all will
back.
Allow you to get. If they beat Minnesota, you should be feeling real good.
I do want to prepare
you. You should be feeling real good.
So after today, I'll be off until January 6th.
You're coming right out of the gate just taking vacation, huh?
Uh-huh.
Jeez, do I get vacation or not?
I mean, you live in Florida.
That's a good point.
But
that's
fair. When you want days off, you know that.
What do you mean, do you?
Just gave me one today.
Can we put it on the poll, please?
No.
Forget it.
What is it?
Is this place depressing? It's depressing.
Do you mean the
Wisconsin
building or the state?
Does the sun shine? Is there a sun here? No?
I mean, it was sunny on Sunday. It was really sunny.
Are we sure it was sunny?
Where?
I was in Illinois, though, so.
Yes. Thank you.
Same. I was going to say.
We're not talking about Illinois. We're talking about Wisconsin.
I was driving back.
I had to put my sunglasses on when walking the dog, but that was basically because of the snow everywhere.
Yes.
But I didn't see any sunshine. I mean, yeah, there is seasonal affective disorder. There is the Northern Hemisphere states and countries.
We need a nerd button. I need to get a nerd button.
They do see less sunshine than everyone else. The sun is setting at, like, 4:30.
Yes. Which is fine. I don't mind that. But just how about a little sun for crying? I need some vitamin what? D?
No. Why don't you talk to the big man upstairs? Say, hey.
I'm gonna go see
Santa?
Him today.
Spare us.
I'm gonna go see him. Gonna get right. Get right with Jesus.
Today's the day.
But I converted my wife, which is lovely. It was my
converted
it
to
was my goal.
Wait, converted.
When my wife says get me out of here, I've done my job.
Okay. Gotcha. You converted her into
she's a Floridian. We are Floridians.
Gotcha.
Now.
Hell yeah. Hell yeah. Florida man. He's new
yes.
Florida man.
Soft, which goes along with soft.
Yeah, well, but we can't say that to you.
Yes.
I mean, we do, but.
Before we get to Jason Wilde here, did you hear any repercussions for your comments about making dinner?
No, nothing. I think they agreed to it. That's fine. There was a little excitement.
Oh, so it was discussed.
Yeah.
Oh, gotcha.
Not
I thought it
much.
Didn't come up at all.
I can't wait for the update.
And I'll
next
do
week.
The dishes because the older you get, my father loved doing dishes for whatever reason.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not a very. You like doing dishes.
Yeah. Like therapy.
Is it?
I like doing dishes for therapy.
I don't like how dry they make my hands. I got a little eczema. That's not very fun. I have one question to ask. And
yeah.
Your children might not be very excited about this. But I would love a post-game interview of you sitting down with the cook every single day and just record a quick video, ship it over to us, and we
critique
can send...
the meal?
Yes. Yeah. Like, treat it as if Matt LaFleur, like yesterday, when he gets in front of the media.
Yeah.
You know, if it's a good meal...
I'm not worried about group number one at all. I am not worried about group one at all. Now, group two, there might be some band-aids and maybe a nail file in the food, you know, definitely yes. hair.
So,
you know,
definitely
you can even do it over the dinner table, 60 seconds or less. You pepper them with a critique, ask them some questions,
hold
and
on,
then send
hold
it
on.
Over.
So, not only are you taking off the first yep. week of the year, you want Dang. Me to do more work?
I mean, you. You have your phone with you. You like picking on your children.
Okay.
Treat it as if it's the blammer. Okay. I mean, aren't we in All a similar right. situation here?
See, I kind of already know what the first meal is going to be.
What's that?
It's going to be ribs, chicken, homemade mac and cheese.
Double protein?
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
Love that.
Love that.
I mean, I prefer a brisket, but we don't have the equipment to
brisket
do a brisket
is a big
down
ask.
There.
Brisket is a big
You got to
ask.
Have that, right, yes. Ashy?
Yeah, you need the right thing. I mean, you got to talk to Gabe, honestly,
yeah.
if you're going
to
do that.
Yeah, but that's cheating. Gabe, I'm not talking to Gabe when he cheats.
He's not cheating. It's so rude.
What are those things called? What are those things called?
Palate.
Those are cheating.
The palate,
you might as well, you know what
not,
I mean?
If anything,
what do you want?
Like, here's the final exam, and here's all
Wait,
the answers.
Hold on,
Here
hold
you
on.
Go.
I actually love
Let's
this.
Let's see how you can do.
I love this. God, we're sullied for Jason, but it doesn't matter
yeah.
because now I've stumbled into this great conversation. Chewy, what about high-end chefs, and they're using their fancy equipment that we don't have access to? Are they cheating?
No, because you're actually, people are paying for those meals, so I don't mind cheating in that. But when you call yourself a barbecue wizard and you're using a trigger, that is the most trigger. Garbage I've ever heard in my life.
So maybe to the less informed here, Gabe has a Traeger, and it is a pellet grill. So they are the small little pellets. You can get whatever flavor
sort of right.
you
like
want.
He's a little bit right.
Where you can be on the golf course and control what's
yes.
going on, right?
But so,
yes.
Yeah, you can do
With
the crock pot,
app.
Though. What about
so,
crock pots?
So what you're saying is to be a true smoker.
Smokehead. We call them smokeheads.
Smoky.
You got to use what we use.
You got to use wood?
Me and Dylan. No, you got to use a Brickman where it's just a grill. You got to put your charcoal in it. You got to
so
put
you're
your
going
wood
charcoal.
In it. Yeah, of course.
Well, some people smoke with using actual wood. They load.
You do. We use both to get the smoke.
Yes.
But you can't use lighter fluid. That's the thing.
Yes, that'll make your meat
yeah.
taste.
Yeah.
That'll make your. I don't want to finish that.
Give me a break.
Put it on the poll. Is using a Traeger cheating
yes,
when smoking
totally
meat?
Totally cheating.
No, actually, I don't want to do that. I feel bad for
And
Gabe.
Take Gabe Neitzel in it
yeah.
and call him a phony.
He is a phony.
Total phony.
You're listening to Jed, Gabe, and Chewy. Victory Tuesday is brought to you by Palermo's Pizza, Wisconsin's hometown pizza, with delicious brands like Palermo's Connie's Urban Pie and Screamin' Sicilian. Palermo's has your game day covered. Find Palermo's in your local grocer's freezer.
Ready? Put.
All Packers, all the time.
He was a field-tilting player, and the reason why Gabe and many others are so concerned is that this guy's on the field, he changes the offensive dynamic. They are a different offense when he is there.
Okay, most of the time.
You know, Homer calls Matt LaFleur soft all the time. Matt LaFleur is like Vince Lombardi compared to me.
It's Jason Wilde on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
Tuesday on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. I'm Josh DiMaggio alongside Mark Tremura, Packers Hall of Famer. We bring in another legend here, Jason Wilde. Last time I heard him, it seemed like he was battling a little bit of an illness. Jason, how are you this morning?
I feel fantastic.
I did see, and I don't know if Ashton's going to be able to pull up here, but you had your own I Feel Fantastic. Famously, Mark Tauscher, who decided to join Wilde and Tausch. This was a couple years ago and basically sounded like Kermit the Frog trying to do a radio program. I heard you had a similar happens this last night with the coach.
Yeah, I'm as you know, I'm very good at being very economical with my words.
Yes.
Which I'm going to try to do today. But we got to the end of the press conference, and I hadn't asked anything, which is not typical. And LaFleur looked at me. And I was going to say something, and then I chose not to, and then he called me out. He's like, did you have anything? Because I really did want to ask about Evan Williams,
yeah.
Who, you know, he ended up on the injury report late in the week and then obviously didn't play. And because I thought it was important to find out, all right, is this something major? And so I did ask. And Ashton, do you have this impressive performance?
I'm trying to find it. Is it not on Twitter anymore?
I never tweeted it. I just texted it to
you. Oh, okay. I know I had
this. This was like, remember when Chewy played through plantar fasciitis?
Mm-hmm.
He's tough, you know? He's
yeah.
A badass. This was my playing through injury moment.
Your like Jordan Fu game?
Yes, very similar. And I don't think they poisoned the overly dry pork loin in the press box trying to get me to be sick either. But anyway, it turns out Evan Williams could be out all the way till the playoffs.
Really?
So it turned out to be an important question to get answered. But if I sound bad now, I sounded 10 times worse when LaFleur basically gave me the floor, which never happens. Like
right.
They had called, like we were done. And so it was a fun moment. I don't feel as bad as I sound.
Right, let's just listen to it. Let's see how you sounded last night.
Thank you.
Yeah.
How much concern do you have about Evan Williams?
A little under the weather there, Jason.
There's concern. Oh, I don't think we're supposed to make you laugh, Jason. Whoops.
He basically, you good bro'd you.
Jason, speaking about playing through injuries, why didn't Jair play? Practice all week long? And
yeah, I think they're saving him for Minnesota.
Are they?
I think. The other possibility is Matt LaFleur just doesn't think he can rely on him, and he's just going to keep saying he's not ready to go. I think that he felt legitimately burned by what happened in Chicago on November 17th, you know, you have a guy work out before the game. He says he can go. The medical staff says he can go. They decide to put him on a limited snap count, and he limits that snap count to 10 snaps and then says, I can't go anymore. I mean, I don't know. You know, we always make fun of, and rightfully so, Gabe Wilkins in Super Bowl 32, mm-hmm. protecting his investment of free agency and not playing when your team really needed him against Terrell Davis. I don't think that that's necessarily a parallel, but you guys never forgave him.
Yeah.
And I'm not saying that LaFleur can't forgive or has to forgive Jair Alexander, but I think he has some reservations. And so if it makes sense to play it safe with him and say, all right, we can beat these guys without him. We can beat these guys without a lot of our guys. I don't know if we can beat Minnesota without him. So I want to give him the best chance on a shortened week after Monday Night Football to be able to play in a much bigger game. And quite frankly, when we heard that he was inactive on Green Bay game day, my first reaction was good because I thought it made a lot of sense.
Talking to Jason Wilde here on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
Sort of.
A version of, a derivative of Jason Wilde. How impressed can we be with a 34-point shutout against what was ostensibly the New Orleans Saints JV squad?
Yeah, that's a great question. Because I was thinking about Gabe this morning as I was working to clear my throat of phlegm all morning, getting ready for you two knuckleheads. And I was thinking about, he had a line a couple weeks ago on the show when I was on, asking about proof of concept, which, you know, that's what national guys do. They have these fancy terms. I think that's the question for today. Did we get proof of concept last night of these guys being a legitimate contender? Because on one hand, it is obviously an overmatched, undermanned team that they beat. But on the other hand, they delivered the type of performance against those that type of a team that a lot of times doesn't happen, right? I mean, they were far superior in all three phases. They scored touchdowns on their first three possessions, as Alex Stroh had predicted. They ran the ball not only well with Josh Jacobs, which was one of the few things that the Saints were doing well, was defending the run. Not only with Jacobs, but they were able to pull him when he looked like he hurt his left hand or arm, and have other guys be productive. Jordan Love didn't have to throw very often yet again, missed some throws, but overall, super efficient, didn't put the ball in harm's way except for one time. And then on defense, not only did they pitch the first shutout of the season, which, look, there's been other games between good teams and bad teams, and they didn't get shutouts, but season low in yards, two more turnovers, generated pressure. Like, there are reasons to feel like, okay, this was that complete performance that they're always chasing. They finally got one. Now, you should certainly view it through the prism of where the Saints are at. Fired their coach, didn't have their starting quarterback, didn't have their star running back, didn't have their number one receiver, didn't have MVS, who has basically been their best receiver since they picked him up. And ding them for that and reduce how impressive you think it was. But I don't know how you don't walk out of there and say, okay, we're going to find out more about them next Sunday at US Bank Stadium. But for right now, this was the kind of performance that this game demanded, and they delivered it in all three. I mean, look, this was on a weekend where Braden Narveson and Anders Carlson both missed field goals for their teams. And Brandon McManus goes out there and makes every single kick. He has missed one kick all year since he got here, 46-yarder against the Lions in the first meeting. Otherwise, he's perfect on extra points. He's made all but one of his field goals. He kicked a 55-yarder last night, which he's not known for having 55-yard range necessarily. So you got special teams. You got a good return on the only kickoff you got from Keyshawn Nixon. You got offensive balance, and you got a defensive shutout. Like, again, I'm not here to wave my pom-poms, and I'm certainly not here to chant the Bears still suck while the game is still going on when the Bears aren't even the opponent. But it was pretty impressive to me.
Jason, any update on Christian Watson?
So the fact that Matt LaFleur used the word concern when asked about him is concerning. Now, he did talk after the game. Now, as you know, a lot of times guys don't talk if they've suffered a significant injury. He said, I'm hoping for the best. I'm not sure. They're going to have to get it checked out tomorrow, but I'm hoping for the best. But LaFleur saying that there was concern. It was just a weird deal, right? Like he had the run. He landed okay, but then somebody landed on him, it looked like. So, again, they have depth there. They have certainly lived without him before. But with the way he has been becoming more and more of a key piece, they need him to be okay.
Talking to Jason Wilde. One last quick one here before we let you rest your voice, but for Wilde and Tausch. And this is no disrespect to Xavier McKinney, but is Edgerrin Cooper already the best player on that defense?
I think that's probably premature. He's a really good player. But again, Ed Chewy knows this. Like, the one thing that I would say about him, and the one thing that the coaches are trying to be very careful not to say it in a mean-spirited or degrading way, is he still makes mental errors. And while you can probably get away with those against a team like the Saints, and the trade-off of him making as many plays as he does makes it worth risking those, it's why they don't want him out there for the entire course of the game. So, you know, if that's in a playoff game and you're concerned about him making one of those mistakes, that's where you start to think, okay, we have to make sure that we limit how many times we expose him to making mistakes while still getting as many big plays as we can out of him. I would just say this about McKinney, who almost had his eighth pick on the Hail Mary at the end of the half. Because I talked to him about this last week or 2 weeks ago, back when my voice was functioning more effectively. You know, they have to figure out a way, as good as he is playing deep center, Chewy, they have to figure out a way to get him more involved. Yeah. Because it's great that he's taken away the downfield stuff. But in today's game, that also takes him away from being an impact player. So they need to figure out what exactly they're going to do and how they can vary his assignments. I know he said to me that he has talked with Halfley about that. But again, last night was one of those games where they didn't need him to be a field tilting player. But I can't go quite that far, Joshy.
All right, Jason, thank you for your time, and I'll talk to you next year.
Thank you for your
Merry Christmas, yep. Happy holidays, buddy.
Happy holidays, ho ho ho.
I just want to say, I don't know about you three. Sorry, Ashton, I didn't mean to exclude you earlier.
No, it's fine.
How many times have you? It's fine. Are you okay? A little under the weather there, Ashton. How many times have you guys drank tea?
Ugh, often.
I would never.
I don't think I've ever had tea.
I do the throat.
You mean hot tea?
I do the throat coat tea in the winter months whenever I get a little sore throat and start losing my voice.
Isn't honey supposed to do something?
It can help.
I mean,
yes.
The Brady Bunch, it worked.
A little lubrication?
Yeah. Work for Peter and the Brady Bunch.
When it's time to change.
You got your job.
I'm 52 years old, and last night for the first time I was so desperate after my LaFleur exchange that they have among the beverages in the press area, they have tea. So I drank tea for the first time, and it is disgusting. I can't believe people.
Jason, one more real quick one.
He sucks, guys.
Because we had this discussion in the first. Do we need to evolve from the Todd Rundgren?
Jeez.
Wow.
I disavow.
I mean, come on. It's been 1992 and we're still playing the same stuff. What are we doing?
You know, I'm a tradition guy. I really believe, like, you know, we try to do stuff as a family in terms of holidays with traditions. I'm big on nostalgia and I'm big on tradition.
Okay.
And the fact that we watch them, that Tucker Kraft celebrates a touchdown the same way that Mark Chmura did, I think is awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Is it the greatest song I've ever listened to? No. Does Todd Rundgren have any other hits? Maybe he has one other one. Maybe. But look, it's not a great song. It has seen better days. But for that purpose and for the through line that it creates from your era to now, I'm really disappointed
now,
in you right
now. Now in Chewy fashion, though, Jason, I'll take that as a win. I'll take that as a win.
Chewy was what alternative? Right.
Holy, well, Chewy was a win. Right.
Definitely not. This is not one of those. What do you have now? One of the rules that we have on our show, because Tausch, you know Tausch, yeah. He is always trying to improve everything, even things that don't need to be improved.
Yeah.
So if you're going to suggest that it's time to retire, Bang a Drum All Day, whatever that song is called. I don't want to work. I don't even know what the title
Bang the Drum All Day is the official title.
There you go. Thank you. Thank you, Joshy. What's your alternative suggestion?
You know,
probably Kid Rock Batswala. I want to scream!
Ball with the Ball is the word you're looking for, ball which is going to be our
We're
comeback
bumping
song
back to that. That is the new Rundgren song.
All right, Jason, I don't know what we accomplished there.
Psycho.
But it was good talking to you. Have a good
Bye,
rest
buddy.
Of your day.
Thanks for allowing me to conserve my voice for such an important question.
All right, that's Jason Wilde. You can hear him on Wilde and Tausch right after this program.
Did Ashton just say I wouldn't come up with a song that quickly?
I was shocked. Come on. We were all shocked.
I thought you were going to say like Steely Dan or something.
We're all shocked. You can't pretend.
But that's a good tune, right? Kid Rock?
I unironically love Kid Rock music.
What? Bump it back, Ashley, you know, so the people know what the new Todd Rundgren song is.
Chewy, also, you got me in some trouble. We'll talk about it next.
It's Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
Tuna. Dating app. It's tuna.
I love tuna.
I had some last night.
How do you eat your tuna?
Can we for once throw up on this show?
On 94.5 ESPN.
Third down and goal, back to the air. Touchdown, Wicks, wide open. Green Bay takes the early lead.
This isn't better than Todd Rundgren.
Look at him.
Give me a freaking break. I am helping Green Bay lose their Yonder Hay moniker.
Chewy's just making everybody in the stadium angry. He's starting mosh pits when it's 7-0 3 minutes.
Joshy loves it. Joshy's a yes.
I mean, Ball with the Ball is a legendary song. There is something funny to be said about updating the Packers song to a song from 1998. So we're still 25 years behind the times. But I would... This is going to sound crazy. I'm a bang on the drum guy.
Yeah. You'd take that all day long.
I'd take it. Imagine a huge touchdown in a playoff game at home or a division game. And Ball with the Ball. I mean, you might have a riot in that stadium.
Here's the thing. That would eventually turn into a song that is big in Wisconsin as Jump Around.
Yeah? Here's the one problem. Kid Rock is a known Detroit guy. I don't know if they use Ball with the Ball. I would have trouble believing it.
Yeah.
Do we have any conflict of interest there with becoming the Ball with the Ball stadium and team with Kid Rock being such a Detroit and Michigan guy? Or do you think we just take it and say screw
it? I think we just take it. You know?
All right. Ashley, put it on the poll. Would you be in favor of changing out Todd Rundgren's Bang on the Drum All Day for Kid Rock's
I mean, House of Pain is Boston.
Is it?
Yeah.
Like, are they a Boston?
I can't confirm or deny that, so he might be right.
Yeah.
I have no reason to deny it. I as we saw, Jen Latta obviously did the story
on Game Day.
Yeah, she did the feature about how it basically is some of Tausch's buddies that just kind of decided one day, hey, this is a song we're going to use third to fourth quarter.
Yeah.
And it's now turned into like one of the largest traditions. The problem here is Bang on the Drum All Day is synonymous. That is the tradition.
Yeah, but let's evolve. That other song is so... We were in Nashville about a month ago in Kid Rock's bar.
Yeah.
And that came up, and the place just
went electric.
Insane.
One of the things that everyone talks about is the older generation in Lambeau Field who are holding on to their season tickets. Something tells me they would not be in favor of
Who cares?
Ball with the
I don't
ball,
care.
But I think
probably
the players and then people anywhere
Hold on. Go on. We used to rip on the music.
Oh, I'm sure.
We used to rip on the music because we would go to Dallas or we would go to Miami. Little different kind of music down there.
This is a thing that all Wisconsin teams have really struggled with until pretty recently. I mean, they're playing polka music. And you go to other NBA stadiums and they're playing like current rap music.
Yes.
And the Bucks would have like some generic music. Now, the Bucks have very much updated. Yes. DJ Shauna has improved the stadium atmosphere there a lot. And I think the Packers have even improved. But I still think they do the roll out the barrels, all of that stuff, which I think you can keep.
That's fine.
Yeah,
that's
fine. It's your little thing you do. You do it in a TV timeout.
But just imagine a walk-off tight end, you know, eventually in the playoffs
touchdown,
at
is
home.
Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, touchdown.
Classic. I was going to say tight end, that's you.
Well, touchdown to a tight end.
Only tight. How about?
I have a new idea.
If
they played that song, and I've never done it, I might do the Lambeau
Leap.
What?
Of course.
Imagine, what if they did only touchdown scored by Tucker Kraft, because I feel like he would
walk-up music?
He would rip the face off the ball with the ball as he spiked the ball.
Yeah.
He might spike it out of the stadium.
What, Ashton, what's your vote?
I'm watching back the video of all of us headbanging coming out of break. We got to change this dumb song. We got to change it.
Yeah, I know.
We got to start fights in the stands. You know how LaFleur is always whining about everyone being loud, and yesterday was no exception when they're up 30 points and he's whining about the wave? You know what?
Don't get me started.
No more wave, mosh pits only.
Yes,
we're scoring 40 points a game. We're beating everybody. Lions can kiss my ass. Kid Rock for life. That's what I would say.
So what I'm going to do here is, now that Chewy has entered Ball with the Ball, I do want all of you out there to offer up possible suggestions of other songs, because I got one I want Ashy to bump back next with here that I also think might get people fired up. It is of the same generation of music and does get you as fired up as that. But this is Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. We got to go to break here, but first I want to tell you about a Victory Tuesday, which is brought to you by Palermo's Pizza, Wisconsin hometown pizza, with delicious brands like Palermo's Connie's Urban Pie and Screamin' Sicilian. Palermo's has your game day covered. Find Palermo's in your local grocer's freezer.
This is Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
Look, he takes Jesus and the presence out, and it's not even in the top 10.
Well, I mean, yeah. I mean, if you take sex out of the anniversary, then that's not that fun either.
On 94.5 ESPN.
Of Josh Jacobs making people miss.
And now, touchdown, Jacobs.
Better.
It's just one of those days where you don't want to wake up. Everybody sucks. You don't really know why.
I think I'm still voting for Kid Rock.
Yeah.
The first like beat, though, of this song gets you.
And you really need here is the bridge that happens when we do the breakdown to break stuff, break someone's face tonight, all that. That's really when it gets going. So you'd have to start at midstream. Ball with the Ball comes out so strong.
Yeah. I'm still taking this over Rundgren.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
You're getting destroyed.
I don't care.
It's 34 to nothing.
Then
for
be Otters. Okay, that's fine.
You got 73 votes, 87% against.
Great.
I don't know if Wisconsin people and residents think what are you calling them?
Yader Hayes.
I don't think they take that as an insult. I think that's a point of pride for a lot of people here in the state.
You know what the locker room would be? 100% in favor of Kid Rock.
I just would love to hear Limp Bizkit come in after a touchdown. I mean, the Woodstock 99 video where they caused a riot, you actually could watch that documentary on Netflix. Yeah. They caused a literal riot from this song.
Yeah.
Just a legendary.
Can I just show you one thing, Joshy?
You sure can.
Okay, this is my Apple Music.
Break Stuff, Johnny Cash Essentials, and Bob with the Bob.
1, 2, 3.
Those are the things you've listened to. That's amazing.
1, 2, 3.
Chewy Spotify Rap is 1993 and 1961.
I would take Johnny Cash over Todd Rundgren.
I didn't realize when I picked Break Stuff that was literally going to be one of your most listened to songs. So yes. I really crawled in your brain.
Wait,
there.
You
with that.
Did you just listen to that on a loop at the gym?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
I could see you being a no music at the gym guy. I'm kind of surprised you're...
I am, but when I cardio... which I am today, then I do it.
You only I don't like music when I left. You know why?
Why?
Because you got to keep your phone in the pocket, and it's annoying.
It is annoying. Yeah, it is. Yeah, you set it down, and then you get out of range. You forget it places. Chewy, I teased two segments ago that you got me in trouble, and that's because we posted a poll. Is Gabe Neitzel a barbecue fraud for using a Traeger?
Yes.
Chewy and Josh DiMaggio are calling him out.
That's how I heard it.
I got a text message from one Gabe Neitzel that just read, WTF is this? To which I said, Chewy said that, threw you under the bus immediately, and I said, I disagreed.
I don't remember that.
I want to strongly disavow.
How do you defend yourself? That's the thing. You don't even need to look at it for like 8 hours. Just play with your phone and it's all of a sudden cooked. Where's the skill in that, Ashley? You know what he's doing?
This,
if you're,
though. I'm Team
if you're agreeing with him, then you're a fraud as a cook.
Whoa.
No, that's wrong.
We're throwing out a lot of frauds here today.
You get coal for Christmas.
Well, I mean, I celebrate Hanukkah, so that's fine with me.
Okay, sorry. You only got 12 presents instead of 14.
And you know what? The coal would be great for the smoking and for the charcoal grill, so it's fine. I'd be fine with that. I'm not worried about it.
When it comes to presents, is Hanukkah better?
Well,
because I'm only getting probably 4 presents. So what do you get for Hanukkah? 14? 12?
8 for thousands of years. 8
cents.
I think he's pulling your chain.
I think he is too.
Yeah.
Who? No, it's you. 8.
it's eight. More than 8.
Well, it's not.
It's 8 crazy nights. It's the Adam Sandler film. So,
it's 8.
So while we're on the topic of Christmas presents, we had done one on the side of the family, and Mussolini and I have exchanged gifts already.
Yeah.
The thing I get most excited about are the essentials. The socks, the underwear, shirt.
A fresh pair of socks, Joshy. Oh, buddy.
Put it on a fresh pair.
So here's how it works in my house, which is a total lie. There's a lot of lying going on today. So my wife always asks me, she's always like, what do you want for Christmas? I'm like, nothing. I don't need anything. I don't need anything. You know what she says? Oh, so you're going to sit there when the kids are opening your presents and pout? I don't pout.
Boom, roasted your ass.
Do you think I pout?
Well.
Put it on the poll. That's Chewy pout.
I don't know if you pout. I don't know. I don't think so. Not here anyways. But at home, probably.
I probably a little bit. But I don't need anything. That's the thing.
We didn't even have to disagree before you pivoted to I'm not a pouter to actually I'm a pouter.
Chewy, you and I are the same. We love to complain. I love complaining at home.
I agree.
There's nothing more than complain. I love. There's
I complain
nothing more
and
I
hate
love
on
doing.
Things. Yeah, oh my God. That's what I'm an expert
we
at.
We got into an argument about boxes in the living room when I was trying to gift wrap gifts. Are you going to wrap those? Yeah, when you're gone. Okay, well, can we do it now? Sure, I guess.
Well, the problem is this, and it's probably going to offend a certain gender. Men are much more efficient than women.
That's not true.
They are much more efficient than women.
In the Department of
Scheduling, proactive, being proactive.
Josh and I would not like to be part of this. I can say that for sure.
I'm once again disavowing as I disavow Gabe being a
I'm
part
just
of
saying.
You and Kid Rock.
The person who keeps a calendar in the house is not me.
What do you need a calendar for?
To know when you got plans.
Yeah, what the psycho.
Right here, buddy. They're right in here. Yeah,
you just told me like a week ago. I can't trust that thing.
Don't remember that.
It's another good song that would be good.
All right. Well, that was the first dollar. I don't know.
God.
I don't know what we
a
accomplished.
Lot of polls.
So got Rob Domofsky to come. Power Rankings Tuesday. We'll talk more.
You knew it was going to be a wild ride.
Yeah, I did. I fully expected that, and you've delivered so far.
Thank you.
Now I just got to keep you for the next hour. Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. We'll be back in 2 minutes.